Regulators are clearing the sky for drones to fill the sky. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Jed Kim, in for Molly Wood. The drones are coming! How long have we been hearing that? But actually, they're here. Illegal drone activity this week and last month near airports in and around London, tangled holiday travel, the latest at Heathrow.
On radar, all you can see are flights landing and none leaving. The airport said it was a response to reports of a drone sighting.
Yet drones hold a lot of promise, and I'm not talking about Amazon deliveries by flying robot. Drones are used to survey damage from hurricanes. And in fact, just this week, regulators granted a waiver to a major insurance company to allow BVLOS usage of drones. That's beyond visual line of sight. What could relaxing of regulation of drones mean for businesses that want to use them? Miriam McNabb is editor-in-chief at DroneLife.com. I asked about all the predictions of drone adoption by businesses.
Drones are actually really heavily used right now, just not in the neighborhoods. So the places that drones have already been really adopted is things like oil and gas, you know, where you're going out to a remote area and you're using aerial sensors to do oil and gas exploration, things like cell phone tower inspection, things like mining and quarries where you can fly over a stockpile and use photogrammetry to take really accurate measurements. You know, there was news that came out this week about State Farm getting a waiver to do damage assessments and things. And it isn't that drones haven't been used for those purposes before. They have been for the last couple of years. But now you're starting to see really big names come on board.
So we're here in the early part of 2019. Looking forward for this year, what do you see being the evolution of drones this year?
Well, the State Farm waiver, which was for BVLOS flight and flight over people, I think that those are moving towards being regularized so that average companies can apply for those waivers and they'll be sort of part of everyday business. And that makes a big difference to the drone industry. It allows more applications to flourish. I think, believe it or not, that drone delivery is getting really close. And when I say that, I'm not really talking. I know. It's crazy. I'm not really talking about drone delivery of things like burritos. But what I am talking about is drone delivery of things like medicines. And that's being tested right now. It's a subject of a number of the pilot programs. So while I don't think you're going to see widespread delivery by Amazon this year, I do think that you are going to see delivery drones in communities for, you know, important things like medical supplies and hospital transportation.
Miriam McNabb is editor-in-chief at DroneLife.com. By the way, I did push back at her on one thing she said during our interview. Burrito delivering drones aren't important. Aren't important? Let's make this happen, people. Tomorrow. I'm Jed Kim, and that's Marketplace Tech.
And now for some related links from CES in Las Vegas. One trend this year at CES is not virtual reality. Both the AP and CNET and other outlets had stories about how VR just doesn't have any buzz this year. And it's kind of true. While a lot of booths do have some kind of headset and VR experience, it's almost like background noise. And I'm not going to lie, it's validation for those of us who kind of always thought the promise seemed a lot farther away than the use case. Now, that said, I do plan to get producer Eve hooked up to a VR rig, so look for photos or videos on my Instagram, at MollywoodPro. Sorry, Eve. But it seems like, as predicted in previous episodes of Marketplace Tech, augmented reality is what's pulling ahead in the short term. That's because you can use AR for useful things right now, like seeing how furniture or art looks in your living room using your phone's built-in camera. Augmented reality is better technology for integrating into heads-up displays in cars. You could see maps or traffic obstacles right on the windshield. And companies like Nreal are showing off mixed reality glasses that combine the real world with digital images overlaid on your vision. So you could eventually use these things for shopping and designing a room, playing games, or watching movies on a plane without the complete isolation and, you know, inability to move around safely that you get by immersing yourself completely into virtual reality. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.